With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke wants to streamline the process for oil and gas development on federal lands. Zinke signed an order today mandating Bureau of Land Management oil and gas lease sales be held in each state on at least a quarterly basis. Zinke noted during a telephone press conference that under the Obama administration, BLM fell far short of that legally mandated limit.
Last year in FY16, BLM canceled or postponed 11 lease sales, and that was the second lowest amount of acreage available in 20 years. The lowest was in 2011.
Zinke's order also mandates faster and more efficient oil and gas permitting. He says federal statute requires the Interior Department and BLM to approve or deny drilling permit applications within 30 days. Last year, that process took an average of 257 days.
And when the statute was put in, about 30 days seemed reasonable, appropriate, in the best interest of the public. Obviously, we've strayed away from that.
The Associated Press reports some environmentalists criticized Zinke's order as a giveaway to oil and gas interests. A lot of Montanans were shaken at about 12:30 this morning by an earthquake with an epicenter about 6 miles southeast of Lincoln. Randy Baldwin is a geophysicist with the National Earthquake Information Center in Golden, Colorado.
The magnitude on the quake was a magnitude 5.8, and it occurred at a depth of about 13 kilometers, which is a little over 6 miles.
USGS reports 16 quakes measuring over magnitude 2.5 since this morning's original magnitude 5.8 quake. The Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office says no significant damage or injuries have been reported. The Temblor triggered a power outage in Lincoln, affecting over 1,300 customers. Power was restored about 45 minutes later. Northwestern Energy, which serves almost 710,000 customers in Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, says the quakes caused no known damage to its electric and natural gas system. Many have wondered if this morning's quake near Lincoln was somehow related to the recent swarm of quakes in the Yellowstone area. Scientists tell us they are not connected. The University of Utah Seismology Station, which has been tracking the Yellowstone swarm, says those mini quakes continue but are tapering off. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office has ordered a mandatory evacuation for the town of Landusky due to the nearby July fire burning just south of the Fort Belknap Reservation. About 30 people have been evacuated from the town. Haley Graff is a public information officer.
As far as we know, there have been zero injuries involved with this fire. However, we did have one confirmed structure loss, a small shed in a field near Zortman that was lost to the fire.
14 aircraft have been deployed, along with ground crews, to fight the 2,100-acre blaze.
Right now, it's hot out, and we've got a little bit of easterly wind. So we are expecting this time of the day to have fire behavior intensify as those temperatures start to increase and the humidity starts to drop.
Fire officials this morning said shifting winds were causing growth on the fire's north and northwest edges in the direction of Landusky. Native American tribes, clans, and leaders from 7 states and Canada say the U.S. government's recent decision to lift protections for grizzly bears in the Yellowstone National Park area violates their religious freedom. They are suing to block the government from allowing Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho from removing Yellowstone grizzlies from the endangered and threatened species list, which would allow the states to hold grizzly bear hunts. They say government officials did not consult with them adequately and should have considered their religious and spiritual beliefs when making the decision. The American Red Cross says it's facing a nationwide shortage of blood. It received 2,200 donations fewer than needed in the past 2 months to cover over 100 hospitals in Montana, Utah, Nevada, and Idaho. Leaders of Montana doctors, nurses, and hospital groups today spoke out against the health care bill being proposed by Senate Republicans. Eric Whitney reports.
John Goodnow is the CEO of Benefis, Montana's second largest hospital system based in Great Falls. And he's no fan of the health care bill the House passed in May, nor does he like the Senate's proposed changes to it.
We went from horrid with the House bill to horrider with the Senate bill. So maybe we'll start back in the other direction now after the recess. We'll see. So.
The head of the Montana Hospital Association also said the bill would be bad for healthcare in the state because it would reduce the number of people with health coverage. A representative of the state's biggest physicians organization said, thanks to the Medicaid expansion, they're seeing people who had been unable to afford health care, and those people would be left without coverage if the Senate bill passes. Laura Terrell of Planned Parenthood of Montana, no fan of the Senate bill either.
This bill is the worst bill in a generation for women's health.
The panel organized by the Montana Nurses Association drew about 50 people in Helena. Its goal was to put public pressure on the Senate not to pass the bill that Republican leadership is working on. The Senate is back in session Monday. There is no set date for a vote on the bill. In Helena, I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.